Foundations of Kabbalah. Hello everyone, greet you with our weekly virtual lesson here together with Sasha Kozlov at your service. He'll accept and already accepting your questions. So write him please, you know the address, Cup TV. So please send us your questions in advance, and today we will undergo new materials, new article Peace in the World, which is called the Shalom Be'olam in its original form. It's a very, very profound article. I don't know when will we finish it. It's pretty serious and long, includes many different aspects and talks about, in general, creation. It says that the most important thing that one has to remember in this article, and if you want to understand the material deeper and the author deeper, you have to start with this preliminary point. The Creator has created creation, which consists of desire that is filled and is supported by His light. From these two components, all of creation is composed. The desire plus the light equal creation. And we're talking about him and only about him. In principle, there's nothing else to talk about because this construction includes everything in it. So, Peace in the World, it's an article that tells us about us being in the very same state within this desire, within this light. We are this creature, but we feel ourselves in some kind of private forms. And in order to come to the understanding of what's happening with us, in what state of development are we, in which phase of our development, of the development of creation are we, how to sense this creation, maybe today, despite us being in some intermediate phase, we can sense it all, and completely it all depends on us, time around us, inside of us, does it exist, or are we the ones creating time? In truth, within ourselves, we undergo these different states which create this function of time. In short, the article of Peace in the World, it tells us about the whole of creation. And we will start studying this material. Preliminary state. Bala Sulam says in the introduction to this article, he says that everything is evaluated not by its appearance at a given moment, but according to its measure of development. So, where does he start? He starts with everything is predetermined, created in advance, that everything already exists to begin with, and only we in the process of our development actually discover where we are. Therefore, if in us or around us occur some kind of appearances, positive, negative, we have to understand that all this stems from this whole state, which to begin with is given to begin with, and we have to come to at the very end, and these intermediate states, they occur in us this way on purpose in order for us to achieve the final state. Meaning, he tells us, for instance, how some apple on a tree that undergoes its states, or a small person, or a sheep, or it doesn't matter, all are developed till they attain their relatively whole state, because we're nonetheless dealing with creations on the level of this world. So, as a result of us existing in this whole full creation, and we merely see its small appearances, under no circumstances can we speak of the wholeness of all of creation, because we completely do not know it, we don't sense it, we sense only some small part of it. Moreover, depending on the extent to which we can evaluate, appreciate it, sense it in our organs. Therefore, we have to nothing in this world is created in vain. All has a right to exist. It is forbidden to eradicate anything. All appears before me in this way, which is necessary for me for my private correction, and bring me to my whole full state, as I shall sense all of creation as my own, coming together with it and sensing it as something whole. This way, each one of us has to understand all that's happening with him in life. Therefore, in each state in the world, each moment of one's condition in the world, it is forbidden to try and correct the world, forbidden to try and change correct others, but correcting oneself and through my own correction to correct the world. Next axiom. The Creator purposefully did not finish creation, but has created us incomplete, so that we ourselves independently, well, with the help of the different forces that he gives us, puts at our disposal, wisdom, etc., for us to sense that we're not whole, and use these forces in order to correct ourselves existing in these states. If we orient ourselves correctly on ourselves and on creation, then in this we gradually start sensing the real world, full of forces that is created out of the systems and means that are necessary to us for our correction. We see this way that all in the world is created only for man, actually only in his favor, only in order to bring him to this absolute state. And under no circumstances it is allowed to forbid anything, to eradicate anything, but only to correct oneself. A whole person sees the world as whole, an unperfect person sees the world unperfect according to the extent of his unwholeness. As a result, we can deduce lessons, understandings, very sharp conclusions for ourselves, for our behavior, education, that all this has to come down, all of man's existence in the world has to come down only in order to support oneself in existence, and all of this existence to aim to one's wholeness. And the people that can't overcome the subjectiveness and think that the world is the way they see it, meaning they see the world as uncorrected, not because they themselves are not corrected, but because the world is uncorrected, and they are more corrected than the world, therefore in them appears the desire not to correct themselves, but to correct the world. And such correctors, reformers of the world, they start to relate to everything in a very cruel way. They think that it's possible to suck from nature all that is possible to suck, take from the still vegetative and animate nature and from human society all that is possible. And this way, they turn themselves into a cancerous cell in the body of nature that constantly uses, consumes all around itself, this way putting to death everything around it, and itself, including this whole world, ecology, the vegetative world, everything. And as a result, humanity brings upon itself death, since it is as a cancerous cell in nature, the still vegetative inanimate nature. They exist harmoniously under the influence of instincts, namely due to the laws of nature, under the orders of nature. Man, since he has freedom of choice, he uses this freedom of choice in order to eradicate nature, and as a result eradicates his environment, and as a result, himself. We shall see in the upcoming, in the near future, and we all read and know what kind of terrible blows we prepare for ourselves, and we, small, undeveloped beings, keep on not thinking for a moment that it would have been possible to radically change the path of development, of motion forwards, in order for it to be correct towards the goal, in order for us to reach the same harmony as all other parts of creation, and this way to sense ourselves alongside with all of this world's nature, infinite, in the state that the Creator has prepared for us. So the reformers of the world, so-called, those that wish to reform the world, like today we see these globalizers, so-called, they wish to correct the world by the influence of the dollar, by economics, banks. Of course, by this they correct nothing, because the only thing that is incorrected in our world is man's nature. And therefore, if we wish to achieve some kind of a positive result, we have to make all the corrections only in it. Therefore, this general law of nature, which exists in the system, the law that balances the desire created with the light, it supports this homeostasis, and we practically can't escape it. We can't change nature. We only corrupt it, bring into it different obstructions which return back at us. Therefore, we will have nonetheless to correct ourselves. The whole question is, to which extent will we have to come out, come down? On which part of this downfall of us, of ours, we will, you know, catch ourselves in order to start our ascent? From which part will we reach the ascent, or will reach such a state from which it will be extremely hard to rise, completely exhausting ourselves and all our resources? So this is the question of time. From which state to start this ascent? But this ascent, we can start from our 21st century, because in our times, globalization was discovered, our complete dependence on one another. And what? Using this dependence, mutual dependence, we can rise. Till this globalization was revealed, we had no tool of how to correct ourselves. We came down throughout history. We constantly fell. all these 5,769 years. But we didn't know how to hold ourselves, how to do something. This world is not the best of worlds, and man's nature's egoism, and there's nothing worse than man. This were all said before. We all knew this, but we didn't know what is our correction. And there were utopists, socialists, communists, different communards. But all of them could not bring to humanity the need of correction through the correction between people, because this global reciprocity, global connection was not revealed. Only in the 21st century did humanity start feeling itself like in the world of infinity, completely global. Global, and besides integral, humanity. Which is completely egoistic. And therefore, self-destructive. Destructs itself and all the still vegetative and animate nature around it. Till this picture was revealed, our absolute interdependence and the global integral humanity on the one hand, and on the other hand, egoistic and therefore thriving for self-destruction, meaning one condition is the global integral humanity given to us from above. Second condition is our absolute interdependence, being completely interdependent of one another. And as a result, using the egoism in a global integral humanity, we bring ourselves to destruction. If we can do something here, we can only correct our egoistic beginning to the very opposite, to the altruistic. And this way to raise ourselves to wholeness. This is the alternative we have. And this article, Peace in the World, he wishes to tell us about all this, because in principle, we are inside this closed system of nature, and nature now obliges us to acknowledge all this. The hastening of the correction of nature depends solely on us, like we learn. There is the corporeal, the earthly management, so to say, and the heavenly one. So according to the earthly one, we have 6,000 years. Starting with our time, we have, let's say, 230 years left. And we can do in these 230 years lots of things that we will feel really bad. Here it's 2009. And of course we can develop to such a state where we will already reach this whole state. So, there is the heavenly governance, so-called
нашего мира, в течение которых
the management of this world 6,000 years in which we have to reach correction. The world, of course, we're not talking about the eradication of the world or something, but correction of humanity, and we can come to it this year, tomorrow, hopefully. So there's the earthly governing and the heavenly people that can hasten their development. And the earthly governance, it could be pleasant, quick, conscious, with a thriving forwards as all the problems are acknowledged, we undergo them consciously, sensing them, and the heavenly this management that comes from above, it obliges us to great suffering. So on the one hand, this global crisis, on the other hand, that it shows points that it was made by our egoism. This is only the preliminary stage coming at us, only the very first wave that nature is sending in our direction. The next wave could be a wave of epidemics. Afterwards, the next wave could be ecological different disasters. Of course, here we can have very serious problems, and we need to make it so that humanity will understand where is the solution, the good, correct, conscious solution. We have to check it ourselves and acknowledge, understand, not closing our eyes, not needing to believe in anything. Or to somehow use some guidance, but necessarily including ourselves in nature, we have to see what it is a demand from us harmoniously. So, therefore, accordingly, if we understand what is nature leading us to, we have to appreciate the good and the bad. The good is called any action, any thought, any consciousness, any analysis of what brings us to the correct result, with the help of which we're already working so that we start searching for ourselves and the nature surrounding us, all different means in order to advance correctly forwards to the general unification, because this desire, which is in this whole creation, it is an integral desire. It is a mutual desire which represents a sum of separate desires of all people, and we must come to such a state, meaning the whole world has to acknowledge itself as one family, from zero, let's say, to 7 billion. And this way we have to operate. Therefore, education of children, mass information, what we do in our families with those close to us, those distant, in politics, economics, in all our mutual relationships, we have to rebuild all this and put it on one rail, so that all of our inner connections, mutual actions between us, will work in the direction of our approximation. Therefore, we'll see that a person's developed so that he develops industry and agriculture and commerce and some cultural expressions. All this comes from our nature, and all this is made in order for us on all levels of expression. Our nature for all of us to come in touch integrally with one another, mutually into one whole, meaning economics, politics, different relationships, commerce, cultural relations between us, education, family relations, private, personal, some relations, a person with himself, with the whole world. All this has to be tied as a result, all into one whole, according to this one simple law. All this is one desire, unlimited by our bodies, by our distance, by anything else. We have to make such connections between us so that all these parting parameters between us, they will simply not be felt by us, not as time, not as motion, not as existing in different bodies, so that our bodies would not put before us some partitions. Like it says, all people are one. All are in one heart. All are in one thought. So that originally it will be felt that way. When a person comes to such a state, then it is considered to be that he enters the world of infinity, and this is what we come to. And the whole thing is, by what way? And all of our problems to this day, the crisis, everything, is it all in order to show us where should our place of correction be? Therefore, we underwent many crises, educational, in our families, scientific, cultural, in the relations of man with himself, man with the environment. Only now is the crisis of relations in between people is being discovered, this global crisis. So all these crises, they have to show us eventually how do we have to connect with each other in all these parameters, meaning all these systems of connection have to be brought only to one integral connection. So therefore he says that the good and the evil has to be estimated according to one's relation with society. I'm not reading to you what's written here in this article exactly. This article is from the works of Balasulam. I'm not reading this article because it's written in a pretty complex language. I'm simply trying to adapt it more or less now to the state which to this day we undergo. When was it? About 2 years ago it's written? Yeah, more or less, two years ago, Sasha said. So the time has come and... So he tells us that the well-being of the individual and society are interconnected and are reciprocal, and only this way can a person come to the good. Balasulam, he wrote it about 100 years ago. And what could you do? This is what a slow development we have. And now we're coming to this new, so to say, part, which is actually very complex. Maybe we'll start with the questions. I don't know to start it today, or it's very non-simple. What I said up to this moment, we practically went through in our different materials, but it's like an introduction. And now we have to start to undergo the four categories which exist in us and according to which we evaluate all of humanity, which are actually mercy, truth, justice, and peace. How do we evaluate, estimate them? They exist in us and they serve for us correctly using them connecting them together with the help of these four categories, we would come to the purposeful, goal-oriented relation to the world and become like the Creator. So all these categories are there for us in order to serve as the upper fours. I don't know if it's preferable for us to start this now. If not, then we'll go with it to the next lesson. Yula from Moscow is asking you, my husband is very happy for the coming together of the G20, of how they did everything. I don't have to explain to him. Just tell him what does Kabbalah say about it. And he'll see that nothing changed as a result, that it's all a sold-out game, and the journalist, and everyone says it, and everyone understands that it's all, you know, just a show. And of course it's good that everyone meets, that everyone understands that they can't do anything, and that everyone is letting the air down from their inflated balloons. Obama and Medvedev and Merkel and Brown, they all kind of step back a bit from, you know, the figure they built, Sarkozy and Berlusconi, France and Italy, especially these two. You know, the French and the Italians there especially. But we see that all this to this day is calming down. China is no longer, you know, jumping around with their currency. People understand that actually no one has a serious plan. They would like to discover it today. Doesn't matter where. May this plan come from this Venezuela, from Chavez. Doesn't matter from whom. Only may there be some serious, wise plan that would take all of us out of this problem. But no one has this plan. Therefore, no one's jumping today. Everyone understands that it's necessary to correct this matter somehow. No one knows how. Oh, they fear for themselves, kind of. Look what disorders took place and are still taking place in Strasbourg. It's an excellent city. You were there? No. I was in Strasbourg several times. It's on the border between France and Germany. Excellent city. Afterwards, England. Why am I telling you all this? Everything is burning down there. Everything is being destroyed. It's all a good reminder. All these G20s, all that's happening with them. All these revolutions, everything, people, they're hungry, they're lost. They can't keep on like they were 50 or 100 years ago. They have no idea what to do with the soil. They're not connected to it. Even if they have some place to, you know, sow their crop, they have no idea whether bread grows on trees or do potatoes grow in the ocean. People these days have no idea. They don't understand it these days. It's all being given and served to them. Several generations were brought up on supermarkets and shops, and not from the field, not from the work, the Christian work, the work of the peasants. And therefore this state where billions suddenly find themselves without, you know, basic things, and in a terrible state, they have nothing left by riots and bombarding the government, hoping that something they will change. But the government themselves can't do anything, have no understanding of how to create a system that would start working. Meaning they could give their last money and get nothing in return. It can give all its efforts, army, police, nothing will come as a result. We're in a state where people simply everyone together, from the highest to the most simple people, they'll be in a state where they'll have no idea what will we do in this world to provide ourselves with the most elementary heating and food.
And it's going to be a problem. Therefore, we must together forcefully disseminate the knowledge of everything that is positive in the world depends only on the positivity of our connections. So all of this euphoria from the meeting of the G20 is an illusion. Unfortunately, Pavel Sosoev is asking, if a person sees the whole world as perfect, then what does he have to correct? And we have many questions like this. There's nothing correct. The world is great, the world is fine. So that means we have to wait. I can't do anything. To want to see the world imperfect as fast as possible. When you see it, and when it's bad for you, then you'll see the world broken. When it's good for you, then you'll see the world is perfect. And everything depends on you. It's as it's said, each person judges in accordance to his shortcomings. And these shortcomings are hidden from you at the moment. First, you're going to see that things are bad because it's bad for you. But with the help of more and more blows, you're going to see that the world isn't just bad, but why it's bad. And gradually, you'll understand that it's bad because you're bad. And you see it badly because inside of you are these qualities. And I hope that you come to this as fast as possible. And as long as I know you, I think that the time has come. Alexander from Chile is asking, how do you disseminate Kabbalah without breaking others? I'm telling this to my students in the university. Maybe they don't want to hear this. He talked about the laws of nature, about Kabbalah. And I feel like I'm disrupting their development. He was with ours. He was with us, wasn't he? Yeah. He's from Russia. He knows five languages. Yeah, he was here recently. Our friend. This is from Chile. Yes. I remember him. You can't do anything. You can just tell them. Not basing on Kabbalah, not reminding about Kabbalah. We don't have to talk about Kabbalah. We just have to talk about the fact that the world is in a crisis, and many people. And you don't have to talk much about this. And we have to talk about how to exit from it. Kabbalah is revealed today specifically in order to show the world how to exit from this crisis, that this crisis is purposeful. It's created purposely. It's pointed at us in order to bring us to unity. In this way, pushing us with a stick to, with blows to happiness. We have to assess this stick that's beating us and to see this happiness quickly and to run away from this stick that's beating us towards this happiness as fast as possible. And that's it. And Kabbalah was revealed in order for us to strive toward this happiness faster than the stick beats us towards it. And from this, we can't run because it's programmed in nature. So don't talk about Kabbalah, but you don't have to talk about Kabbalah. Just talk about the laws of nature, things that we have to observe in order for us to be happy. Vitaly from Kyiv is asking, you're saying that nothing needs to be corrected by a person outside of himself. But how can he do this if everything is already created? Yeah, everything but me, but my egoism, Rav says. Everything else I don't need to correct. Everything else is a copy from myself, a projection of myself. If I correct myself, then in this way I suddenly see the world as good, kind, productive, endless, bountiful, and it all depends on my essence, on my qualities. One more question from Moscow. How do we help those people who are in a greater level of animal desires? What can we do so that they would more quickly and harmoniously develop, not on their own blows? If a person has desires in their life, each person, and they're not realized, then you can approach and explain to them that to realize these desires, you can do it only exactly by knowing the laws of nature that are around him, the plan of nature and where it's guiding everything, how he exists in this world, even egoistically explaining this to him. And watch what happens. People come to me and they ask, what is the specialty that I should study? What business should I open? What should I do this? I can't tell them anything. I can just say, you must know how the world is built. You want to exist in it. You want to exist in it well. You want to be happy in it. You want to know what specialty to get, what profession. So then you should know what's going to be needed in 5 or 10 years in the world. Go and study. And when a person begins to plug into this process, he begins to see that he really needs this, or what he really needs. He spends 20-30% of his time studying Kabbalah, but with the help of it, he begins to develop another profession. But this profession is already seen in his correct view, how he's using Kabbalah correctly, how he's helping the world. And he doesn't fall out of this world. He doesn't become some sort of a hooligan without work. It's amazing how people, how dual state of a person is, how much the study of Kabbalah helps a person to orient himself in this world. I see this on the majority of my students. And if something happens to somebody, then it's also seen why exactly this happened to him, and at the same time, what is needed from him, what is requested of him by the upper governance. From Westopol, we have a question. From the last time, I'm a member of one of the political parties of the Ukraine, and now it's come under new rule, and I thought that I can use this opportunity and to reach the politicians and to do our work from inside. Do you see an opportunity like this? From political parties, I feel that politicians, Rav says, politicians now are presently the most, have the greatest perspective, the closest to us of all the people, because they are beginning to feel this globalization, this mutual dependence. They are beginning to feel their sudden weakness, their inability to act in the present world. The general blows, how everything is just coming apart, how everything is like slipping through your fingers. Politicians feel this, and therefore, turning to them today is essential, it's necessary, and it's the greatest perspective of the masses. At the same time, economists only see money before them. They're still on this level of development, and for them, it's very difficult to bring something to them. They're still hoping through different plans or regulators, through government surplus, to revitalize the economy, or like AIG, how suddenly began to disseminate the government aid that they got amongst themselves as bonuses. So the bankers are really, they're so existing only in money, it's pointless to turn to them, because they're on the level of wealth. We studied with us that there is wealth, the level of wealth, and then power, and then above that, knowledge. And politicians already, if it's a real politician, then he's prepared to give away all of his wealth for power, if he's an idealist, if he's a high politician, then he's prepared to give it all away for his ideology. But with economists and bankers, it's pointless. They have to live through many blows. When the money loses practically all of its meaning, and then it's fully possible that these blows will bring them to the next state, and they'll begin to listen, at least in something. So I recommend to turn to politicians more than anybody, and not philosophers, not psychologists, nobody else. I feel that now just politicians are beginning to understand this state in which the world is. And then it'll slowly descend, and people will suddenly find that there is no solution. And what can this person do that it is in this political party? I think that he's able to take these articles, the same articles that we study, but from complete disassociation with Kabbalah, so that there wouldn't be anything like that, and to offer them to build some programs based on these articles. And in this way, they'd be able to show themselves ideologically as an intelligent group that's existing in the study of nature, and these politicians that are in the study of human interaction, they would come out as analysts with a deep thought. Thank you. Bavli from India asks, it's very difficult to stay in the thought that from the outside we don't have to fix anything, that everything is good. How can we learn to not blame others and to understand the world as it is and to concentrate on inner development? What can I say? To hear the study of the articles of Baal HaSulam and Rabash bring a person to this, to see inside of himself. We spoke many times about this, the study of the universe, the attainment of the universe, of reality, that all of this reality exists inside of us, that it's existing in us, it's felt inside of us. And because of this, the person has to perceive it as this, that changing himself, he changes his perception of the world. The world itself doesn't have a form in and of itself, an image. It's a world of infinity, it's light. If I exit from myself, if I ascend above my qualities, I feel a single governing force. I don't feel anything and anyone. And this single force I see as it governs all of creation, all the small people and animals and plants and the inanimate objects. And they are now a function because they're all controlled. And I see when this control, this governance from above, as all the different other parts of nature, I relate to them as parts of this upper force. I respect them, I love them, and I value them because they're a part of this upper force. They're an inseparable part. They're governed, but nevertheless, they're part of this force. And myself, I perceive as an observer, which ascended to such a level that can see this, when he's able to feel this creation existing from one single force, which fills and emanates into all parts as the world is seen in complete harmony. And from studying the attainment of reality, the perception of reality, reality in and of itself, we study this, but a person must, inside of himself, to work this out. It's written in many articles how to tune yourself to this, how to focus, to concentrate your sight, your present sight, and to pass through this sort of foggy, unfocused view of the world, but stop seeing this world as existing in reality, but imagine for yourself that it's dissolving, and you have to pass through it into the force that's standing behind it and controlling it. And concentrating on this is essentially all of our work. Very forcefully, Ben Sinasser asked us a couple of times. I'm from a Muslim family. I'm 23 years old. Nasser, yeah, you could tell by his last name. And I found in Kabbalah what I feel. Does this mean that I'm Jewish? You understand that all nations come from ancient Babylon after ancient Babylon separated and everybody went their own way. Before this, the whole world was one nation, ancient Babylonian. All of civilization started in one spot. So it's hard to say who's Jewish, who's not, who's Muslim, or Christian, French, or Ethiopian. It's all very relative. In our worldly history, of course, they separate us from that state from which we talk about when we say that everybody was one nation, 5,000 years ago or more, but it doesn't speak about anything. We see the world as round today, complete, and a few dozen more years, and you'll see how all of this is erased. America shows us a very good example in this, by the way, of diversity. And Jews here are a separate group because they chose the method of Kabbalah, the method of spiritual attainment, elevation from ancient Babylon. And with the help of that, they developed in their own time and fell. So now inside of them, they have an essence, a sort of unique essence from different people, and it's really felt this way. But what can you do? In the end, we're all going to have to accept this Kabbalah that existed in, that came to be in ancient Babylon, and adapt it for ourselves. And if we are Arabs or Jews, which are cousins, by the way, and it doesn't matter, because eventually all people are brothers, because they all come from Adam and Eve, metaphorically, and we have to come to this single image. We have to return to this single image. So we don't have to worry about who relates to who. It doesn't really change in our time. And we're going to be witnesses, I think, that when all of this relations will fall away. A question from Chile. If a person sees the world as corrected, does it mean that he is corrected or that he's just crazy? The world as corrected can seem this way to a person when he's absolutely incorrected or doesn't understand this or hasn't begun his spiritual development and doesn't see a single shortcoming in himself. And in this way, just like, a small little dandelion, a small sort of animal, to which everything is good. Or he can feel himself completely corrected when he really ascended above every spiritual step, 125 of them, and reach the final correction. Many people people often come to me and say, I am in the world of infinity. People don't understand what this is, but he really has this sensation that he's in the world of infinity. You know, what else there could be? What else do you need to correct? What else do you have to do? Everything turns as itself. Everything is, you know, in its place. And I think that today, the development of events will bring us to a real chance to analyze correctly our world and our state. Onward. Another question from Moscow, from Yulia. If a person doesn't have a point in the heart, is it necessary to develop his egoism through knowledge and wealth and all of these other desires, or is it not necessary? No. It's not necessary to develop egoism in anybody. This is not our responsibility. Our responsibility is to show a person, do you see that the world is incorrected in some way? So know that to correct it, you can correct it by your own correction. The world doesn't have anything that's uncorrected except for the relations between people. We study this in Kabbalah, in the study of multiple souls, which when we correct the connection between multiple souls and bring them into one, then immediately inside of us, there's a corrected picture of a world that manifests in us, of a single soul, and they feel there, inside of themselves, the world of infinity, sensation of the Creator, an upper state, infinity, perfection. All of this depends on us. So let's do this now and we'll feel it immediately. Taya from Great Novgorod. Oh, there's a regular Novgorod and a Great Novgorod. Yeah, it's in the north. What do we have to correct inside of ourselves, and how do we do it if you don't see in yourself these lacks, these shortcomings? See where there are these girls in Great Novgorod. They're perfect girls, and they don't need to correct anything inside of themselves. How can I help the world? Just tell me how, and I will help. That's an amazing thing. What can I tell her? Taya? That's short for Таисия, I think. Yeah, probably. What would I do? In your spot? I would simply begin to disseminate the science of Kabbalah. There are many people around you that are suffering, and the only thing that will help them is not money, of course, that you don't have, or food that you can't disseminate to everybody because there isn't enough time. But I think that in your Great Novgorod, which, since it's great, has many people that are needy, and the only thing that can help them is the understanding, the knowledge of the program of nature. And as soon as he connects with this, immediately inside of him, suddenly from an unknown place, because our world is activated by external laws, we exist in a world of light, a world of infinity. As soon as we wish to come closer to this world of infinity through our connection between ourselves, then suddenly we'll feel that everything begins to start working. Banks start working, the governments, nobody's hungry, children are listening to their parents, parents are reinforcing their families, diseases are going away, the light which begins to shine thanks to the connection between ourselves, which manifests between ourselves, he suddenly begins to put everything into order. This upper order begins to bring this world to life as if a phoenix from its destruction, from the ashes. So I feel that you feel yourself as perfect, then of course your goal is, your purpose is to help the world. I also want to say one thing about our American Congress, which is going to be from the 15th through the 17th of May. in the Catskills, in the Catskill Mountains in New York, not far from the city. There we're going to have lectures and, of course, seminars and other things. Everybody that wants to, everybody that that desires to, reserve your spots on the Congress by the address. What was the address there? It's on, basically on all of our sites. We have registration info. So please, the Congress will, of course, will be visited by our unity. From the 15th through the 17th, I await you there. Until this, we await you at our next lesson, as usual, in a week. Good luck to you all, and we'll continue our material.